Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Married AF podcast. A couple quick things before we get into episode number 20 today. If you like our show, please leave us a review on whatever podcasting platform you are listening on. This just helps people find the show and find us. And again, we would love to connect with you guys on social media. As far as episode 20 goes, we had some very special guests with us for this episode. And the truth is, the conversation went way longer than we thought that it ever would. So we decided we would split that up in a part one and a part two. So today's episode number 20, you will hear part one of this very special conversation. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Married AF podcast, episode number 20.
2-0.
The big 2-0. I'm your host, Matt Powers, and my beautiful wife, Monica. And we tried to do this a few weeks ago in the car, and it just didn't work.
Yes, I promised we would do a weekly.
And you really messed that up.
So sorry. I wanted to go on vacation again.
We did. We attempted to record episode 20, which would have been right around our 1 year of having this podcast out. And
yeah, that's
We attempted in the car. We had the setup done. It was all ready. It was
and set. All of a sudden, rain.
Rain happened.
Not just rain. It was like fire falling from the sky.
No, it was like Noah's rain and God was flooding the earth because it was powerful and ridiculous. So we didn't record anything.
Oh, we did.
Rained. Well, we did. It was terrible.
We'll add that in somehow.
No, I doubt we'll add that
That's just proof that I tried.
Whatever you want to tell yourself is fine. But we are back for episode number 20, and it's a very special episode. Do you want to say why?
Why?
You know why.
I do know why. We have a special guest.
We do have special guests. Who are they?
They are, can I get a drum roll?
You know, I've got that somewhere on here.
Are you kidding me?
But
you failed.
I just don't know where it is.
Oh, my God. Can we get back to our special guest?
Yeah, special guest. Sorry.
I don't need a drum roll now. We've already done the drum roll.
Yep, have at it.
All right. I really want to give a grand introduction, but now I've been thrown off by a drum roll that you failed with. Okay, let me gather my thoughts again, Power. Stop trying to find the drums.
We're good.
We're good. Now, our special guest. We're very close personal friends of ours. They have been married as long as we have, actually 1 week longer.
Yeah, we just found that out this past week, which is incredible. And we'll get
the
more
the same
into
exact
that.
Amount of time, just 1 week before us.
Yep.
It's crazy. Without further ado, Mr. and Mrs. Jeremy Kelly.
Woo-hoo!
I just introduced them like they just got married, but it's Jeremy and Brittany Kelly.
Good day.
Yay! What's up? Finally, we've been wanting to do this for a while, and I was like, hey, what are you doing today? We're going to do a podcast. Do you want to do a podcast with us?
I know. I'm upstairs putting stuff in the attic, and Monica yells up, is that the Kellys? I said, yes. To see if they want to do the podcast. So here we are. We're finally getting it done.
Yay!
It's time.
So we're not like fully prepared or anything, but that's usually when the best stuff comes out.
We will see.
We'll find out. This could be one
I'm
of those.
Sure, this is going to be one of those episodes where we have to edit a lot out.
Depends. You know, if it's any indication of what the previous 5 minutes was whenever we were doing sound check and all of the inappropriate movie quotes and this and that, then yeah.
We should totally stop now.
probably stop.
Just do the introduction to be done.
Yeah. Yay, they did the podcast with us.
All right, that was great. See you. We're out.
Pray us out, Powers.
Shortest episode we've ever had.
Woohoo! Maybe we'll get more listeners.
You saying our shows are way too long and no one wants to listen?
I don't know if people listen. I really have no idea.
I don't know, but Germany loves us.
Sure.
So that's always cool.
India.
So Brittany and Jeremy are here.
They're not from India.
They're not from India. They are from here. Been married 14 years, 1 week longer than we are because our anniversary is coming up a week from this past Wednesday.
It's Wednesday, Powers.
It is Wednesday.
Today is Saturday.
You remember how many years?
Yes.
Just because of them?
No.
Lies.
You didn't even know Matthew Powers.
No, I didn't.
No, I know you didn't. I've just gotten really good at remembering because we've been doing a podcast about marriage and small groups about marriage and getting certified in marriage stuff. It's probably a pretty good number to remember.
I'll set a calendar reminder on my phone.
You're supposed to be good with numbers.
I'm good with numbers. I'm bad with dates.
Boom, roasted.
It's just the way it is. So, Brittany and Jeremy, tell us about yourselves.
Ooh, spot.
5'7", 205.
Can bench press dumbbells like nobody's business.
They become my favorites, yes. Man, we just, you know, we've been married. We've known each other since 2006.
Yes, let's know. How did you find... I love... Now, I know the story about how they got together. Like when Jeremy first saw Brittany. I love that story because it's just maybe just the way Jeremy tells it. I think that people
that's
need
what
that.
Happened.
It's absolutely
exactly the way that I 100% remember it. Is, you know, it's kind of like when you walk by, I don't know, it's like a sixth sense where you turn and look at something like you just missed it, but you want to look at it again. I remember I was heading out and she was coming through the door and I was going through the door and we passed each other and I was like, hello, and you know, whatever. And I was like, whoa. she's not a customer. You ain't been here before, so it's something different. So turn around, and our boss at the time was gonna be doing an interview, and I was behind him. And I know you can't see me on the thing, but my hands were like today, like hire her today, like we don't need no background. Just please God hire today, right? And you know, backstory on that, it was, you know, going through a pretty rough patch life wise. So you know, it was just now you look back. When I look back, you know, knowing what God was doing then. What he does now. So I was begging for something, and that was it. When she walked through the door, I was going out, and I was like, I turned, and her back was to me, and I was like, oh, bro, yeah. please God, hire that. Like, I was jumping up and down, like, yes. And at that time, back in them days, we really didn't care about your background. You know, they soft check things, but they don't do what they do now. But, and that's kind of how Brittany got hired, and we became friends. I was a stickler for writing her love notes. Right. So once we kind of got going, I wanted her attention. So I knew it worked. we couldn't be like openly flirt with each other. So I'd write her little love notes on paper towels and napkins and just random things. And I'd hide it under her keyboard where her mouse pad was.
Knowing that I'm going to clean and see it.
Yeah. And she'll find it like 3 days later and be like, hey. And I'm like, yes. You know, so... and at that time I was actually in a relationship. So with Brittany, before we started, you know, chit chatting and stuff, but you know, just the way, like I said, the way God really works his magic around, she was with a guy and he was kind of a piece of crap. And I realized that. And instead of beating him down, like, you know how most people are like, oh, he's a jerk, he's an idiot, whatever. I allowed him to be that. So I can be like, hey, and at that time she, you know, this guy was just doing whatever. And I was like, man, you should just watch him, see what he's doing. And you'll realize that he's not for you. And that's kind of how it all started. I patiently waited for about 3 weeks.
Patiently
waited. Players will play. So you learn. It was something different about her. You know, when you meet that person and you know that that's it. Like, that's it. There's nothing else beyond this point. That's kind of what it was. That feeling that I had was, that's all I want. 5'7", blonde hair, blue eyed, or green, depends on what shirt she's wearing. I was like, I want to be a part of that life. And I was like, okay, I'm going to do everything I possibly can. At that point in my life, you know, there was things that were led up to that point that I didn't want to be nothing. After that point, I wanted to be everything. Mm-hmm. So I knew kind of like right then, like, I have to change for her. And I did. So that's kind of what we started with. And that's kind of where we...
But so, I want to hear Brittany's side of the story now.
So the funny thing is like, I never should have walked foot, like, at all into that store. Mm-hmm. Because I had just lost my job. I was working at a women's gym and had been there for, like, 2 or 3 years. And loved it. Like, obsessed with it. So after I lose my job, I was like, well, you know what? I'm going to take, like, a week. 2 weeks, you know, at most, and just kind of like take some time for myself. And so I like drug my feet about like doing any kind of like, you know, put my resume out there or anything like that, because I was like, I don't know what I want to do. Like, maybe I'll go back to school, who knows, you know.
Okay, how old were you guys at this point?
Gosh, 19, 20.
I was 20, 21, 22.
Okay.
Yeah.
So school was still a big thing at that age.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So
I was way too broke. I wasn't going to school. I had, I'm going to do whatever other American boy had to go to work.
Well, I went to the Career Center and started looking at like resumes, where I can put my resume in. And I messed up and it took me all the way back to the A's. Like, I was going to go work at a factory somewhere because I was like, you know what? I'm not going to go to school now. Change my mind. You know? So I messed up. I hit the wrong button. It took me all the way back to the A's. And it just so happened that there's errands at the top. So AA. It's the very first one at the top. Oh, my gosh.
So the same reason, because I learned this when I went to school at Alabama, the reason University of Alabama has so many foreign students from other countries is because it's at the top of the list when you search schools. Starts with A. So that same philosophy made this happen.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Hit the process of elimination.
Hit the wrong button. You know, Jeremy is an HR nightmare.
Walking nightmare.
And the rest is history. But I'd like to get back to what you said earlier. You were searching for something. You were asking for something because you weren't very strong in your faith at that point in time. So when you look at that moment to where you are now, because we've had these conversations a handful of times, you look back from this point now to that, kind of walk us through now being in retrospect, seeing what God did in that very moment when you had no clue.
Oh, man, it's amazing, actually. I was very, at that moment, me and God had a really cool conversation, like, either you show up or I'm done. You've got to either do what you say that you're going to do. Like, when you're growing up in church, you know, you always hear fire and brimstone, and but you always hear too, God's always with you and he's gonna walk with you and your burden ain't too heavy, you know, come on with it, you know. So my burden was heavy, and I said, you know, I told myself, you know, this is it. If it doesn't change now, I'm done. I'm walking away. I'm gonna end my life. I'm just gonna get out. There's nobody cares where I'm at. Nobody cares who I am. You know, we talked recently, and I think I was actually cutting grass and I was looking at the house.
Yeah.
So I was like, you know, God's been really faithful to me. And I was sucked at being faithful to him. Mm-hmm. And I was like, geez, you know, he just stood there and he watched. Like, you know, it's like any other dad. You want your kid to bust his head on the concrete because he's riding his bike like an idiot. Just so he learns, hey, don't do that. You got to wear a helmet. You put your knee pads on, you know, your training wheels or whatever. So that's kind of what happened. God kind of took the training wheels off and said, hey, now you're going to have to do it on your own. I'm going to walk you as far as I'm going to get you. But you got to learn how to be a man. And I remember when, you know, Brittany and I got together, I was homeless. You know, a lot of people don't know. I kind of lived in a car and just, you know, life, right? So when all that really started kind of going down, I just remember, like, looking at my future going, this is my future. You know, I will work my little fingers to the bones to make sure I provide for her. And I had a pretty bad injury when I was a kid, probably 11th grade year. I had a massive hernia, wasn't supposed to have kids. You know, long story short, we got two boys, Jordan and Jackson, both act like their mama. So
wrong.
So as time goes on, you know, you kind of look back at your life going, man, you know, if that moment wouldn't have happened, if God didn't show up and fire her from that job, that gym actually ultimately closed. Mm-hmm. And, you know, put her at where we were at that spot at that exact same time that we were hiring, doing what we did and knowing the rules and knowing the regulations or knowing where I was in my life or knowing she was in her life. That's only God. If you ever have a belief in God or don't have a belief in God, some days you just got to take a step back and look around because nothing really happens unless the motion is set forward. And we don't do that motion. Somebody else does. That's God. God will put it in motion. And our free will allows us to kind of go with that change of atmosphere. And we did. And I remember thinking months later, I was going to kill myself. That life was something that I couldn't handle on my own. So God gave me Brittany. And then, you know, life, we went from, and I went from a non, you know, homeless person to making six figures.
Yeah.
In a really short time.
So that was, I mean, that was, you know, clearly looking back, that was.
Right. It was tough.
None of that was by accident.
Oh, no, man. God was fishing with dynamite. And,
I like that.
Well, and you're right. You know, he'll like a dad will let his child do something stupid only so much. He's still going to hold on.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But it's like, yeah, you're going to bust your head open right here. You're going to fall. You're going to break. It's going to be rough. It's going to be bad, but I'm not going to let you get to that point because I know you're holding on by a thread and I've got that thread. You don't have anything to worry about.
Well, it's like when Jesus was in the Bible, you know, if you read some of the Bible and you start paying attention, Jesus did everything on purpose, where he was at that time, what he was doing, how he's going to do it. Right. He allowed me to get to that day and said, this is it. He goes, oh yeah, by the way, give me one more day. This is what I'm going to prove to you. And he proved it in a matter of 24 hours. Like, yeah. It was a Saturday night. And I'm like, this is it. And then Monday morning, Brittany's through the door. And, you know, that stuff doesn't happen just because it's not free will. It doesn't happen. God put all that in motion probably months before. That gym had to be in a bad spot. Mm-hmm. We had to be let somebody go to hire somebody. Mm-hmm. So all that stuff kind of really just started really working itself out really quickly. And I was like amazed. And instead of my brain being, hey, nobody loves you, nobody cares about you, all this other stuff, I had a purpose at this point.
She just walked through the door and you were like, hold up.
I mean, it's 5'7", blonde hair.
Turns your hand.
Well, I know you guys can't see me, right? But we married up, fellas. And you know,
I like to say you outkicked your coverage.
Oh, I kicked the goalpost, man. So it was, you know, one of those things, man. It changed my whole life in a matter of just a shorter period of time. But one thing I look back now and know is you got to give it all to God. Mm-hmm. And when you do that, it opens up a lot of doors, a lot of memories, a lot of ups and downs, right? A lot of walking away from some past, forgetting what got you to that point. Mm-hmm. And I've always said I never let my kids walk through what I had to walk through to get where I got, but also remind them it's there. Mm-hmm. It happened. Mm-hmm. And if you know, this is why I do what I do, to make sure that you don't have to go through that. So God just gave me, he opened the door and I ran through it, and I've not stopped ever since. And then once we kind of got here, you know, we settled in and we got into church, and you know, God's been working magic ever since, really. And I, you know, me and God, we didn't get along for a long, long time, just because of, if you're such a good God, and this is the horrible saying that people like to use, if you're such a good God, why would you allow X, Y, and Z?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I've been that person.
Right.
Yeah.
Don't pray for me. You're wasting your time.
Right.
It doesn't exist. Well, why does he let all this bad stuff happen?
I think it goes back to the understanding that God doesn't cause all things, but he will use all things.
I mean, God also gives us free will to make those decisions.
Exactly. So most of the things that happen, you know, he allows it to happen because mm-hmm. we decided, and it's either we cause it, and most of the time that's it because we're dumb and we make bad decisions. Someone else did, or it's because we are in such a broken world, bad things happen.
Yeah.
But in Jeremy's case and in y'all's case, he was able to take that and use it to look where you are now. Oh, and, yeah. and 10 years from now, you'll be able to look back even further into this moment and be like, wow, unbelievable at what's happened.
Yeah, because I know that if God didn't intervene, there's no telling where I'd be or if I'd be anywhere at all. You know, so that's kind of one of the, you know, again, looking back for a long time, you know, again, as we talked to them, I mean, God's been really faithful, man. And I've been a crap kid. To that, and you know, but I value everything that God's given me to this almost like an obsessive point, because again, without what we're doing now, like right now, what we're doing, it's just God's sin, right? You know, you guys came in our life and we start talking, our kids.
Yeah. Let's tell them that, right? How that happened. Like as a couple, most of the time you have the wife's friends or your husband has his dude friends, mm-hmm. and they're typically never a couple where you get along so great you always want to hang out. It's more of a fine, we always get to hang out with your friends, why don't we get to hang out with mine kind of situation. And that's sad, but like today, how this actually happened, I mean, Powers was seriously in the attic and I was like, who is he talking to? And then I said, wait a minute, is that the Kellys?
She knew just by one side of the conversation.
I didn't hear anything. I was like, well, I can hear through walls. I'm downstairs. I was seriously sitting at this desk. I was paying bills today. And Powers is in the attic. Upstairs in the attic. I was like, yes, I know I can hear through walls. That's like my superpower. Whatever he said, it sparked. I was like, is that the Kellys? Yes. Tell him to come over. We can do the podcast. Oh my gosh, yes. And then we're here. But that's not something that's typical. If a guy calls and his friends, and you're most of the time the girl's like, oh, hope he doesn't come over. Oh, but it's rare to have a relationship with another couple that both sides of the relationship like both of you. Like if Brittany was my friend, more than likely you two would be kind of just stuck together. Like
we're acquaintances.
Tolerate each other.
Yeah,
like, yeah, that's cool.
He talks so dang much.
You know, things like,
just
exactly.
Stop. Jeez. Stop.
Yeah, but it's not, that's not the case with us. And honestly, we would have never known about it. I mean, it was just it was a God thing because it was actually our oldest sons. They are the reason why we are friends.
Yeah, they became best buds at church. I'm like, who's
the
this?
First day there?
Who's
it was
this
an
Jordan
instant.
Kid you keep talking
like,
about?
Why?
You know?
Why am I getting bombarded
who
about
kid cash?
Who is?
Yeah, it's like who cash?
Cash.
Not a real name.
Literally, our second Sunday there. Right. This little blonde-headed kid comes up to me. He's like, Miss Brittany, can Jordan come to my house? I was like, who are you?
How do you know my name?
Yeah. I mean, they instigated all of it day one.
Well, and they still do.
Oh, and every Sunday.
Every time I turn around.
Every Sunday. Yeah. Where's the Kelly's this Sunday? Because sometimes we are not at the same campus.
Right.
Yeah.
And is that one of ours singing? Somebody
that's
singing?
It's someone in the background singing.
I'm going to go with the Jackson.
It probably is.
Old Jack.
So, and we'll leave that in because
yes,
awesome.
Absolutely.
Sorry about that.
I mean.
That's Brittany's kid.
If he starts howling like a wolf, don't edit that out. That's my favorite thing that he does. Okay, but anyways, that's a Kelly running in the front yard. That's hilarious. He is covered in a soccer goal.
Yeah, sorry no one can see this.
No, sorry. That was hilarious.
Well, at least he's not peeing in the front yard. That's good.
Oh,
we're
okay.
Winning. That's an improvement.
That's fantastic. Mm. So they were constantly, I'm like, I don't know who his parents are. Sorry. And at this point, we'd been in Coldsway for a pretty good amount of time. We also had, at that point, taken in three girls. And our house was a madhouse. I mean, it was a circus for a long time. And we still had them when you guys started coming to church. I had made a promise to one of the girls going to church. She wanted to continue to go, but she wanted to sing. And for us at Cultivate, you have to go through this. It's kind of like a school-ish kind of thing. Yeah, it's kind of like a, hey, let's see how we can work and do this kind of thing. And, I mean, you have to audition. I mean, it's not, I wouldn't say it's audition. It is. But it's a good thing for you to learn all the things that goes on. And you just don't, not just anybody can be on the platform and sing and play instruments because you need to know all the stuff that we do on the team. Mm-hmm. Well, I instantly was like, okay, to our worship pastor, Jen, look, I'm going to do this, but you need to tell me no and her yes, because I'm out. I'm just doing this for her.
And just real quick. She didn't say no.
She didn't say no.
Because, I mean, she had one of the founding members.
Oh, my God. Don't even say it, Matthew Powers.
Of Sweet Sanity, who is a huge influence on Destiny's Child.
We will come back to that. Put a pin in that up here.
Okay? I just had to throw it out there.
My face is saying a lot to
if
you
we can
right
find
now.
Some hidden Sweet Sanity recordings, we will post them on the podcast. I promise.
No.
Continue.
It's a hard no.
I'm intrigued.
So... It was a thing.
We'll get to it.
Well, she didn't say no. But because she didn't say no, there was this other girl that I didn't know and I had just met by doing this small group or doing Grow was Brittany Kelly.
Yes, it was.
Not one ounce of me put together that was the Brittany that my son keeps telling me that I need to meet. So we do Grow for 6 weeks and it's every Tuesday. And by about the fourth week, I actually see her at church. And this is when we were at Alabaster and we only had one campus and it was our old campus and we had three different times to go. Well, me and you were there for all three experiences, whether it was speaking, transition, or some kind of serving week. And it was, there was just a lot of people in a very small place at that time. But it was about 4 weeks into Grow where I actually saw Brittany at church besides at Grow. And I was like, oh my gosh, I've been spending every Tuesday with you and I just now found out that you're the Brittany I need to talk to about your kid. Our kids are, I don't know what's wrong with them. And they instantly started liking each other. And we were like, wait a minute, we'll give it a try. It's been every Sunday since. Mm-hmm. If we are different campuses... Man, cash is just...
It devastates kids.
It does. It
really does. They want to go to church together. When did we do Grow? Is that 2017? 2017. Good Lord, 2017.
So five years.
You're welcome.
Okay, so this is 5 years later. This summer, both of our boys went and went through Roots, which is how at our church you get to serve on a Sunday. And by them both doing Roots, they didn't. I mean, they're really in a transition phase where they're not necessarily Sunday morning kids, but they're not necessarily a Wednesday night student. So they're at that transition period. So they didn't really know what to do, where to serve. Our daughter does like door greeter or something fun that she thinks is, she gives out worship guides. The little boys don't want to do that. So it was just so exciting to see how Cultivate Kids had instantly found out the boys did their Roots. They came up with a new thing for them to be able to serve, and Cash and Jordan are security on Sundays in the kids' wing, and they are dead serious about it.
They take it.
You ain't listen.
You cannot get Rebecca back there.
Go back there, and they're like, "Who are you?" And she's like, "Well, I'm gonna take photos." Mm-mm. You don't have the badge on to get back here, so you don't have a password to get in.
Nope.
So they were like, nope, yep. I'm sorry. I see you every Sunday.
They knew exactly who she was, yes.
But you ain't coming in here. Mm-hmm. And it was funny to hear the story because I'm like, yeah, sorry about that. They took it very seriously.
Listen, and the thing is,
they get that from Brittany and I.
Yeah.
Because
like,
if there's a rule in place, doesn't matter.
I see
we follow the rules.
Yes. I follow the rules.
We follow the rules to a T.
Well, okay, that's different. I see a loophole.
Yeah, there's not one.
Rules are
made to be broken. That's what I've always said.
They're guides. They're guides, okay?
They're suggestions for me. Like stop signs.
Really, yeah. A little flashing yellow sign. Blow right through it.
No. Speed limits. Yeah. They're suggestions.
They're like yield signs.
Yeah.
I'm blowing past that.
That does not mean stop.
That just hurts me. Rules are rules.
This is why I do not drive with Powers.
I'm sweating.
He gives me anxiety. Exactly. I'm like, oh my God, why are you slowing down? This is stupid. It's just a yield.
Why did you stop?
It's a stop sign. You're supposed to roll through, man.
If she had a brake on her side of the car.
Yes.
We'd have to change out brakes and rotors.
Be the student driver.
Course. Oh, my God.
I want that with Powers, though, but I want the gas. I don't want the brake. Because I swear, on our way home from our last trip, it took way longer than it should have. I wake up. I typically do not drive. Mm-hmm. This time, I was like, Matthew, I have to sleep. We did not sleep much on this past trip. At all. You got to drive. He's like, I will drive. I took a 2-hour nap. We should have been way further along than we were in my mind.
Speed limit 70 miles an hour. We're cruising at 75.
No, it was not. And I have a picture to prove it.
Oh, give me a break with that.
It was 68 miles an hour.
That's when we were on.
And I wake up. I'm like, dear God in heaven.
That's when the speed limit was 65 on Highway 231.
So. Yeah, we were on 65, Matthew Powers. The speed limit was 70.
Well, I never changed the cruise control.
You know, Brittany one time over here, we went to Talladega. If you're not from there's a racetrack called Talladega. Right?
If you have never been, it's something that you have to put on your bucket list.
Please put it on.
I will never go back.
Come on back to it. So I was unfortunately, BC, before Christ.
Yeah.
I was, anyway, let's just say I passed out in the car when we left the parking lot. I know where I'm at. I know how long it takes to get to the interstate. I know where we got to go. Okay. It's about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Race is over. I wake up and it's dark. We're still in the same city this track is in. And I'm like, you know, it's like I've been kidnapped. I'm like, oh my God. Why aren't we home yet? And why are we still in Lincoln, Alabama?
We were stopped.
And I'm
talking to a cop, trying to get directions how to get back on the road. We were going the opposite direction.
Oh my gosh.
And if you've never been to this racetrack, there's one way in, one way out.
Which doesn't make any sense.
There are a lot of cones, and there's 5,000 Alabama state troopers.
How can that not make sense?
Well, they got lost.
A racetrack, you only go one way, and you only make a left-hand turn, Powers.
Okay, we get that part, but in the parking lot, there's cones and there's directions, there's people flagging you around.
You just follow the person in front of you.
We left, we got turned around, and we went back to the racetrack because, you know, when you get lost, you go back to the where you came from, right?
You go back. You know. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was
so mad.
I was clearly not understood what just happened. I woke up like, oh, okay, life is good again. Hey, where are we? And I started looking around. I was like, we're still here. Traffic's not that bad here. Like, I don't understand what happened. It's only one way in and one way out of this place. I'm like, what is...
Brittany found the other way out.
The only other way out, yeah.
Yeah, it's like the one road ain't got the cones on it. Let's take that. Let's just wander off in the wilderness real quick.
No one's going that way. At least looks safe.
Right. We had detours set up, and so we could not go back the way that we came in. We had to go the opposite way.
So I was very confused. And then we got lost. So I understand when you drive. So I like to...
Who drives? If y'all go somewhere together, who drives?
I would drive because I'm made to drive. So
same.
I
read a book because I can't witness the
drive. Powers usually right. Sleeps, mouth open.
Here we go. You ready? How many wrecks we been in the car together?
Together? Zero.
Zero.
Separate? How many have you been in?
I've hit a couple deer. Hit a horse.
You're welcome.
I hit a horse? That's why I wear glasses. A horse? Yes. Yeah, so.
What kind of car were you driving when you hit this horse?
I was in a truck. I was in a Chevy.
Part of the truck hit the horse?
Okay. Well, let me run.
I want the full story now.
I used to run a theater back in the day. Mm-hmm. And when theaters get out, it's really late.
Okay? Right.
So I'm on my way home. I'm actually on my little. At this time, the little thing in the ear, the little Bluetooth thing, that was kind
of
cool.
I wanted to slap every single one of those out of people's ears.
So I was cruising along
they
talking
were so annoying.
To the district manager at that time of Oliver. We had a really big night, right? So I was actually pretty excited. I was literally probably less than a mile away from the house. So I'm cruising about 35, 40, right? Just bobbing and weaving. And all of a sudden, boom, out of nowhere. Boom, my whole front windshield shatters. Roof of my truck rips off. Door's gone. Bed of the truck's gone.
What?
I'm all over the road. I'm in a ditch. I'm like, I don't know what I just hit. Because I'm in the road. It hit me, I guess. And I was like, I got to hang up, call 911 in my earpiece, right? So I didn't know what I hit. So the state trooper comes and everything else. I couldn't see because the glass cut my eyes. So when it ran through the front windshield, it cut my eyes. It made my eyes kind of. But anyway, I couldn't see. So I had no clue what I hit. State trooper gets me. And they take me to the hospital. And he's in there. And they got my eyeballs all taped up. And he's like, man, you're lucky to be alive. I was like, what are you talking about? And he's like, you hit a horse. Like a 900-pound to 1,000-pound
good
horse.
God.
Unbelievable.
I was like, what are you going to hit a horse? And he's like, yeah. So what happened was it was running from a field, I guess, to my passenger side.
Oh.
And it ran straight through the front right windshield of my truck. And the horse head came in. I remember the whatever it was came through the windshield. And then its neck ripped the top of the truck open.
Wow.
Ripped like half the door off. And all the windows were shattered like a bomb went off, right? And I'm just in the...
What kind of truck was it?
It was a Chevy Silverado two-door... The Santa Cab Silverado.
Mm-hmm.
And it was square body, so it wasn't a little truck.
Mm-hmm.
So it just ripped all that apart. It just blew the truck up. And I was like, oh... Okay, I said it. So now I wear glasses. So, but I hit that thing going about 35, 40 miles an hour. They buried it on the side of the highway. And if you're from Alabama, listen, you hit an animal and it's too big to move, they'll just bring it back out and just dig it up and stick it right there on the side of the road. So
crazy.
It was kind of weird there, but that's kind of what happened. I hit that thing going.
So the horse got out
horse
from
dead.
Someone's thing
Wilbur,
and was like.
Wilbur got exploded on the highway.
Mr. Ed took off running.
He's like,
I'm out of here. They ain't making me talk no more.
The insurance company said, nah, I can't pay for that.
Are you serious?
Yeah. So it's just like hitting a dog.
Huh?
They said it's a domestic animal. And I was like, that's somebody's pet. And they're like, oh yeah. When it gets out, it's like hitting a cow. You know, in Alabama, if you can look it up, it's an animal. It's your
and wait, a cow is considered a domestic animal?
Yes, it's considered a pet.
How can you consider an animal a domestic animal if you can't potty
somebody's
train?
Gonna fact check you, so you're gonna get some nasty emails.
Nobody listens, Jeremy. It's okay. We're just doing
that.
This for fun.
Oh, no. So that's kind of what happened. I've hit two deer, a horse. Well, the horse hit me, and one. One deer exploded my car one time in Arkansas on my passenger side. I had a Mustang, real nice Mustang. It decided to run through the passenger door of the car. That same truck I hit the horse with, by the way, I hit two deer with. So, but I hit them in the front end. I seen them. I
Well, that truck
listen,
stood the
tan. If you're raised in Alabama, one thing some of the dads say, just don't, if there's an animal on the road, run over it. Mm-hmm. Don't swerve off the road. Don't flip the thing. Don't just boom, just hit it. And I hammered down.
You were playing around.
I said, boom. It folded my hood up. And I was like, well, I'm all right. So I'm going to drive it on back to the house. And I did. But that horse, the horse took it out. The horse was it. And it was my last go around. But that's realistically why I wear glasses. I mean, my vision probably was bad anyway. So God just probably just said, hey, let's just go ahead and knock this out.
Well,
we're going to make sure.
I faked my eye exam in the third grade. That's why I have to wear glasses.
My eyes just aren't good anymore, but now, bam.
But you know, it's weird.
Everything's so clear.
Britt and I both can't see, right? My wife wears contacts, I wear glasses, right? But our kids.
Man.
When they had eye exams recently.
Oh, yeah.
The doctor was like, hey, the little one has like 20/10. He's really? Got like jet pilot. Like, you know, you go to the doctor now, they take these little pictures yeah. of the kid's eyes.
Yeah. He's That's like, why you can't fake the eye exam right. anymore. Uh-huh. He's like, I was very thankful for that.
Is? He goes, his vision, like the caliber of it, the little vision thing that they said was so small that he can literally thread a needle from like 30 feet away.
Wow.
I'm like.
That's where mine, I used to be 20/10.
It was crazy. It was crazy.
Yeah.
And I was like, what do you mean?
Cause that's how my hearing is. I don't know what the good of hearing is. But
well, you know, it's like this. If you can't see it, you're going to hear it, daggummit. So we.
Yeah, I think. Probably, see, that's why I think that I can hear through walls.
Right.
Because I've made myself so blind just because I faked it. I'm almost legally blind. I'm so negative in my stuff, but maybe God's preparing me. Oh, she don't need to worry about how she looks. Don't stop looking in the mirror. Just listen, girl.
What I was saying, God gave you 2 ears and 1 mouth, so you listen twice as hard. Mm.
Yeah.
Man, that's,
well, that's a hard
boy,
thing.
Boy, if my tongue gets cut out, we're in trouble. I got too much to
sign
say.
You only got about 2 sign languages.
I can imagine. Look at my fingers, Jeremy right. Kelly.
Read the room, sir.
Friends taught me a lot of sign language, okay?
So, but go back to church. You know, when we started kind of doing our thing, we did Bros and Barbells. And or they had Bros and Barbells. I joined it. I'm not a founding member, but I am a.
I'd kind of consider you founding member.
I'm a part time. But we started doing life together, and I've always been skeptic of friends, like people that you don't know trying to know your business, and you got to get deep and dirty and talk about your feelings and do things together. But I really enjoy it. It's really
now,
weird.
It's different, right?
It's annoyingly weird. I told Brittany, oh, hey, Matt Nim wants to do a podcast. And I never leave work early.
Okay. No, you don't. No.
All my friends know this dude is never going to show up for anything.
Well, that's what Powers told me. He goes, well, Jeremy's going to leave work early. I was like, really?
Like, right. So I did. At 3:01, I'm like, peace out. I got to go. I'm doing a podcast. I got to go.
So, I didn't even get ready because I was like, he's not going to be home when he said he was going
to
be home.
I walked through the door. She's like, oh, crap.
You're actually here. Oh, no.
I was like, why are you not ready? I was like, I'm not getting dressed up.
I mean, nope. They're not looking at us, guy.
So, I mean, it was one of those like, hey, I mean, it's.
Look, my face is made for radio right now. Are you kidding me?
But, you know, you look forward to those moments. And we have a small group of friends, right? So mm-hmm. when you want to do that together, it's not a have to, it's a want to.
Yeah.
It's
right?
a get to.
It's a
right.
get to.
And we get to do this together and not leave here going, phew, I'm glad that's over with.
We right. survived. We made it through.
That's the beauty of they're not my friends. They're not your friends. They're our friends.
Right.
And in that, when, I don't know that we've ever had that.
No, not really. I think that's really hard for people to find is friends, especially, you know, we're fortunate where we have a core group of friends that really do care
mm-hmm.
and really do want what's best for you. They don't really care what they can add to your own life, but it's incredible.
Yeah.
And you know, you guys are listed as like our kids' mercy contacts. They're listed as
You guys are listed as aunts parents. And uncles. Yeah. Well, so, last year was my favorite because this year I was very, very sad. Last year, both of them sent me a message telling me that I was on the kids' checkout list because both kids were in school. And I was like, well, yay. Maybe I should tell you that you're on mine too. But my favorite part was, for Jackson, it was his first, it was like K-4 or something.
Right.
I was his fairy godmother.
That's hilarious.
Fairy godmother.
Yep.
Not godmother, fairy godmother. And this year, I just got listed as aunt.
I think you're auntie.
I'm like.
You got promoted.
I mean, I'd say that's
promotion. I love being a TT, but you know what? A fairy godmother says everything about me.
Well, I remember, you know, we remember a few years ago when I had my little kidney incident. And even all the pain I was going through, kind of life was happening right then. I was like, hey, reach out to Monica. She's got to get the kids. Mm-hmm. At that moment. I remember, like, when that kind of went down, you met us at the hospital.
She beat you to the hospital.
She was part waiting on me. She's like, cool, see you later. Give me the kids. Y'all have a good day. And I, you know,
when you and this look, was the time when Jackson was having really bad night terrors, mm-hmm. right. and he was not sleeping at all at night, and you're restless and not sleeping good either, and you're worried that that was going to happen. I'm like, mm-mm.
So you kind of, you know at that moment, hey, they dropped everything that they were doing right then to come help.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of people do that. Oh, man, I'm tied up, or I'm doing this, or I'm doing that. I remember that because I was like, at that moment, I didn't know what was kind of going on inside of what I was doing. But I knew after the fact that, like, hey, that really could have ended bad. I could have just kept waiting. I remember I was like, I can't do the pain no more. Somebody's going to come, call Monica and, see if they can get the boys. We got to go to the hospital. And they told Brittany, like, man, if that happened at the house, there's no way to get him in the car. There's no way we would have got there in time.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it's just those little things. Like, when you talk about friends, friends turn to family, right? So those two variations are two different worlds. So you're not just friends, you're family. And we do life together, and we do this together, and our kids are going to be together. And, even when y'all talked about the Boston stuff, right? I know it's been on the podcast, right?
Yeah.
So it's not like, just whatever.
It's not a secret. We're still sore about it.
Right.
I love that. A little bit.
You can't tell me a conversation happened, and we're going to separate our kids.
Yeah.
Like, what are we going to do if we have to move? How is the boys going to take that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? So that's a conversation we had to have with Jordan. Like, hey, bro, this might happen. And, this is kind of what happens. And it's like the world ended.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So they look forward.
Well, yeah, that was, we were preparing the children. Okay. We're probably going to be in Boston for about 7 months.
Right.
What?
Yeah. It was going to be an extended
period
of time.
We're probably not going to be going to school. And they're like, what about church? We don't have answers right now.
That was actually, that was their, the kids' bit. And really our biggest concern too.
Church.
Was, we can't just leave.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And we had some long, difficult conversations about that. Like, if this happens, how can it make it work?
And
the reality is, looking back now, even though we're a little bitter about it, God knew what he was doing by not allowing that to happen.
Well, I was instantly looking at houses that were big enough to house all of our family and friends, like, immediately.
Mm-hmm.
And it was not affordable, but I was going to make it happen. It didn't matter.
I had to live outside the city.
But if you didn't have family, like, again, the friends to family zone, right?
Yeah.
You got friend zone, you got family zone, right? Mm-hmm. You would have never thought about that if you didn't have connections.
Right.
Right. So, like, there's been many of opportunities, like, for me career wise,
mm-hmm.
we should have took that and we could have did this.
Mm-hmm.
But my first thing was, I can't find people like that. They're not just laying around.
Right.
You just can't go and find them. And
God just didn't put us in our lives, each other's lives, for nothing.
It's like the old thing. You can't go to the bar and find your wife. It's just not.
Y'all better go to Barnes & Noble's. You better go to Grocery Shopping. Not to Walmart. To grocery shop.
Or hire them.
Right. So, what a good time that was.
We even simply said, how are we going to move? And so we can get a place. We're going to have to come back. It's just what's going to have to do.
But bringing the scope and the reality of, yes, this could be a great opportunity, but the grass is not necessarily always greener.
Right.
Still got to cut it.
Still got to cut it.
A lot of people forget about that.
Still got to water it.
Just because that grass is green over there, it's going to die in the wintertime, boys.
Mm-hmm. And just, not...
You got to cultivate it.
Not every...
Oh, play on words there.
Hey, word play.
But it's not a thing where, you can't just get that anywhere, like you said.
No, you can't. It's not something that you... I don't necessarily say you look for, right? It finds you.
Yes.
Our kids found us, right? So without that day of going to the church, and without that... Whatever's happening, we happen to be at the same place at the same time, right? I just really believe that God really does things that he's the ultimate chess player. He knows what piece to put where, right? And at that moment, we wouldn't expect him to do what we're going to do, but here we are.
Yeah.
Right? It's Saturday afternoon. Alabama won today.
Really?
Oh, good deal. Roll Tide.
So it's like the things that God puts in place for things to happen is – beyond what you can imagine.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of people are so scared of that because they don't understand it.
Thank you guys so much for listening to part one of our very special conversation with the Kellys. Episode 21 will be the second half of that conversation. And God, we are just so thankful for this opportunity, for this platform, for this podcast, God, and just the reach that it has. We pray that it will reach many more people and it'll just help enrich the lives of people's relationships, of their marriages, and just show what can happen whenever you get involved, God. We are so thankful for all that you're doing and all that you're going to do. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.